بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. So today's lesson number 49 in our series on the commentary on أعلام السنة المنشورة of Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakimi رحمه الله. In the previous lesson, we were looking at belief in the last day, which is the fifth pillar of the pillars of Iman. We looked at evidences for the last day, يوم القيامة, and the Sheikh provided evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah for having belief that there is a final day in which there will be resurrection of the bodies, there will be reckoning, meaning accountability, and then there will be recompense, which is either punishment or reward based upon the deeds. So after that, the Sheikh went on to speak about the signs of the hour, because this is included within belief in the last day. So this is where we start off with today's lesson, question number 104. And the Sheikh says, "هل يعلم أحد متى تكون الساعة?" So this is before we come to the signs. There's a question here. Does anybody know when the hour will be? When will the hour be? And so Sheikh Hafiz, rahimullah, he says, "مجيء الساعة من مفاتيح الغيب التي استأثر الله تعالى بعلمها." The coming of the hour, or the arrival of the hour, is from the keys of the unseen, from the keys of the unseen, which Allah has kept that knowledge to Himself. كما قال تعالى, as Allah the Exalted, He said in the book, إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. So he mentions the ayah at the end, towards the end of Surah Luqman, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, indeed, to Allah is the knowledge, with Allah is the knowledge of the hour. And He sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs. He knows what is in the wombs. And no soul what it knows what it is going to earn tomorrow, and no soul knows in which land it will die. He also mentions the ayah, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةَ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً. They ask you concerning the hour, when it will be. Say, indeed, its knowledge is with Allah, and my Lord will make it apparent and known at its appointed time, or no one will reveal it for its time except He. And the heavens and the earth are burdened by it. That meaning that the heavens and the earth are in anticipating the hour, and they are burdened by it. It will not come to you except suddenly. And he also mentions the ayah, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاءَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا. In Surah Al-Nazi'at, towards the end, they ask you concerning the hour, when will it be, when will it be sent forth, that in which you are making mention of, and the muntaha, of which returns to your Lord. Likewise, the Sheikh mentions when Jibreel alayhi salam, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاءَةِ, in the famous hadith of Jibreel, and he said, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ, that the one asked about it is not more knowledgeable than the one asking. وَذَكَرَ أَمَارَاتِهَا, he mentioned its signs in that hadith. وَزَادَ فِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in one narration he added, لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that no one knows them except for Allah the Exalted. وَتَلَى الْآيَةَ السَّابِقَةَ, then he recited the previous the previous verses. So Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he has some brief commentary on this, and he says, the knowledge of the hour, عَلَى التَّعْيِينَ والتحديد, meaning the specific defined knowledge of the time of the hour, is an affair which is unique only to Allah. أَمْرٌ اِخْتَصَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِيهِ دُونَ غَيْرِهِ, so this is known only to Allah and no one else from his creatures, not the angels, not anybody else. فَلَمْ يُطْلِعْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مَلَكًا مُقَرَّبًا وَلَا نَبِيًّا مُرْسَلًا, so this has not been given to any angel that is close to Allah, nor any prophet that has been sent. This is why when Jibreel asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the hour, what did he say? He said, "Mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lama min as-sa'il," that the one asked is no more knowledgeable than the one asking. However, the Shaykh says there are signs by which we can know the nearness and the approach of the hour, and وهي العلامات الكبرى العشر, these are the 10 major signs. And as for the minor signs, العلامات الصغرى فهي كثيرة جدا, there are many minor signs, but the main signs which signify the closeness of the hour are 10. Then the Shaykh goes on to mention those 10, not necessarily in order, not in any particular order, in order of sequence of time. والعلامات الكبرى هي الدخان, the 10 major signs are الدخان, the smoke that will come. وطلوع الشمس من مغربها, the sun rising from the west instead of the east. وخروج الدابة على الناس دوحا, and there will be the beast that will emerge from the earth and come to the people. And then there will be 3 earthquakes. One in the east, خَصْفٌ بِالْمَشْرِقِ وَخَصْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ, and one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. وَالنَّارَ الَّتِي تَخْرُجُ عَلَى النَّاسِ فِي قَعْرِ عَدَنِ, likewise there will be a large fire that will emerge out of Aden. This is a place in Yemen, and it will drive the people towards Sham. وَنُزُولُ النَّاسِ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْمَحْشَرِ, and all of the people being brought together in the land of where they will be brought together. وَنُزُولُ عِيسَىٰ, the descent of عِيسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. وَخُرُوجُ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ, the appearance of Gog and Magog. وَخُرُوجُ الدَّجَّالِ, and the appearance of Dajjal. As you said, these are not necessarily in order of sequence, but these, the Shaykh says, هذه هي العلامات الكبرى, these are the major signs. أما الصغرى فهي كثيرة, as for the minor signs, they are very many. ومنها قوله, and he gives an example, ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أن تلد الأمة ربتها, that a slave girl will give birth to its own master. And وَأَنْ تَرَى الْحُفَاةَ الْعُرَاةَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاهِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, and you will see the barefooted, naked, destitute, the herd keepers of sheep, that they will compete with each other in buildings, in making buildings. And the first one, that the slave girl will give birth to its own master, the scholars explain what this means is, with the spread of Islam and the battles and the expansion, there will be many, many captives that will be taken, and they will come under the captivity of Muslims, and through them, like the female captives, and through them will be born other females who will then become the masters of their own mothers, because because they are the captives of their fathers. So this is how the scholars explain the meaning of that. And so that's the speech of Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi regarding that. As for, we have some speech from Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, and he says that the establishment of the hour is not known specifically except by Allah Azza wa Jal. But we know that it will be established. We don't have any doubt in the establishment of the hour. Anyone who has any doubt about this, like if you have any shak that there's going to be one final day in which people will all perish first and then they'll be resurrected, they will be held to account and rewarded or punished. If there's any element of doubt in this, then this is kufr, this is disbelief. Right? There cannot be any doubt about this last day. So we know that it will definitely be established by necessity. But as for the time in which it will be established, then Allah Azza wa Jal لَمْ يُخْبِرْنَا عَنْهُ وَلَمْ يُبَيِّنْهُ لَنَا وَاسْتَأْثَرَ بِعِلْمِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal did not inform us, nor did He explain it, but He kept it in the knowledge that is with Himself. Then He mentioned the ayat that we've already mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاءَ. Indeed, with Allah is knowledge of the hour. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاءَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. We mentioned this ayat already. They ask you concerning the hour, when will it happen or be sent forth? And likewise, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. That with Him is the knowledge of the keys of the unseen, the keys of the unseen. No one knows them except Him. Of the mafatih, meaning the knowledge of the unseen, except He. So from that knowledge that Allah says that is only with Him is the time of the occurrence of the hour. And the Shaykh mentions that hadith of Jibreel also at the end, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ, that the one asked is no more knowledgeable than the one asking. Meaning the Messenger of Allah is saying that I and you are equal, we are the same. We do not know when the hour will be established. Allah did not inform us of that knowledge, neither to the angels, nor to the messengers, and nor to anybody else. It is something that Allah has kept in the knowledge with Himself. The Shaykh goes on to explain about the hadith, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. Tell me about its signs. This is what was said by Jibreel alayhi salam. The Shaykh goes on to explain this word, Al-Amarat. Which is the plural of amara, amara. He says the meaning of this is al-alama, meaning a sign or an indicator. He says that this word is different to al-imara, that is al-amara with a fatha on the hamza at the beginning. Al-amara, this means a sign, and there is al-imara. Al-imara means leadership. It's like leadership. It's al-wilaya. Al-wilaya. Al-wilaya means leadership. So there's a difference between them two. So the Shaykh goes on to say that the signs, al-alamat, التي تدل على قرب قيامها, like what are the signs that indicate the nearness of its occurrence? The Shaykh says that so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained these signs. From these signs are those which are sagira, they are minor signs. And from them are those which are kabira, they are the major signs. And from them are those which are mutawassita, like these are intermediate, in between. They are neither minor nor are they major. And he says, وَمِنْهَا عَلَامَاتٍ, which are close to the hour. They are very close to the hour. So the rest of the signs, the Shaykh says, the rest of the signs, they are mutaqaddima. They are signs which are of three types. So they are the signs which are basically minor and mutaqaddima, meaning that they come well before. Then there are signs which are in the middle, and then there are signs which are the alamat kabira, which are the major signs. The Shaykh goes on to say that the minor signs and the intermediate signs, they have already happened, or the majority of them have already happened. And as for the al-alamat al-kibar, the major signs, which is like appearance of Dajjal, descent of Isa alayhi salam, the beast emerging from the earth, Gog and Magog appearing, these will not happen except close, very close to the hour, and they will happen in quick succession. This takes us to question 105. And question 105 is, what are examples of these signs from the kitab, from the book? And the Shaykh brings a series of ayat from the Quran in which there are the major signs mentioned. From them, مِثْلُ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. From them is like the statement of Allah the Exalted, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. Are they waiting for anything but the angels to come to them, or the Lord to come to them, or for some of the signs of your Lord to come to them? The day on which some of the signs of your Lord will come, no soul will benefit from its iman. لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَقُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. So any soul at that point who had not believed before, they will now not be able to benefit from having iman after these particular signs come. أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا أَخِيرًا. Or, which had iman but did not benefit from that iman, meaning did not do, like, you know, any deeds or anything benefiting from that iman. So this is a clear statement that there will be certain signs. Likewise, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. And when the word is established against them, we will bring out for them a beast from the earth that will speak to them, that the people did not used to have any certainty in our signs. So that's clear mention of the sign of the beast from the earth. Likewise, the ayah وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ وَقَتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقَّ. Until when Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog are unleashed, and they will come from every, you know, slope, every direction, and the truthful promise will have approached, will come near. So this now is the mention of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Likewise, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So wait for the day in which the heaven will bring forth a clear smoke. Surah Al-Dukhan. And likewise, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. O mankind, fear your Lord. Indeed, the zalzala, the event of the hour is something that is mighty. At the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj. So as you can see, these are some of the major signs very clearly mentioned in the Quran. In the Quran. And regarding this, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi does not really have any commentary. Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, hafizahullah ta'ala, he says, As-sa'a laha amarat, the final hour has certain signs, which are the ad-dala'il wal-alamat. These are indicators or signs. And likewise, wal-amarat ya'ni al-ashrat. Another word is al-ashrat, which is used to indicate also signs. This is used in Surah Muhammad. فقد جاء أشراطها, in Surah Muhammad, that its signs have already appeared, meaning the signs of the hour. So the Shaykh mentions how Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, فأخبرني عن أماراتها, inform me about its signs. And the Shaykh goes on to say that the scholars have divided the signs into two types, أشراط وأمارات صغرى وأشراط وأمارات كبرى. So there are the minor signs and there are the major signs. And from those minor signs which are mentioned, أن تلد الأمة ربتها, that the female captive slave will give birth to her own master. The Shaykh goes on to say that what is meant by the minor signs, al-ashrat al-sughra, al-amarat al-sughra, these are all the signs that will happen before the appearance of ad-dajjal. Right? So that's how the Shaykh is defining what is a minor sign. A minor sign is anything and everything before the appearance of the dajjal. And this indicates that the first of the major signs is going to be the appearance of ad-dajjal. So anything from كان قبل خروج المسيح الدجال مما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه من علامات الساعة فإنه من الأشراط الصغرى. So anything that the Messenger عليه السلام has informed us about from the signs of the hour and it is before the appearance of الدجال, then this is from the minor signs. And then anything which is after that, then it is considered from the major signs. And these are 10 which will happen in succession. And so to illustrate this, Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh says, for example, now that we understand this distinction between minor and major, then any place where we read in the Sunnah, for example, where it is said, for example, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقاتلون قَوْمًا كَذَا وَكَذَا. Right, so for example, there are many ahadith in which it is said that the hour will not be established until, and then it mentions something. For example, until you fight such a people. This will be considered to be from the minor signs. Right, this is from the minor signs. لَا تَقُومُ السَّاءَ حَتَّى تَخْرُجُ نَارٌ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ تَدِيءُ لَهَا أَعْنَاقُ الْإِبِلِ بِبُصْرًا. Another example. The hour will not be established until a fire emerges from Al-Madina and it will illuminate the necks of the camels in Basra. So meaning that it will be so large and you know so bright that you know people in Basra, they see that their camels' necks will be illuminated by the brightness in the horizon. Likewise, he gives some other examples. So this, he says, this is an example of the minor signs of the hour. Likewise, he says in the hadith of Auf bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, in which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "U'dud sittan bayna yadi as-sa'a," count six before the hour. "Mauti wa fathu bayt al-Maqdis, thumma mautan." يخرج فيكم كقعاس الغنم ثم استفادة المال. He says, wait for six before the establishment of the hour. My death, the conquering of Baytul Maqdis, then there will be two deaths amongst you, large scale deaths that will occur just in the same way as the cutting of sheep. And then the spreading of wealth. Wealth will distribute and spread and you know, people will possess it. So even this, everything here mentioned is from the minor signs. Why? Because they are all before the emergence of Ad-Dajjal. The Shaykh goes on to say that an important point, which is that just because these signs are mentioned, anything which is from the signs of the hour, all of these minor signs that are mentioned, for example, لا يدل ذكرها لا يدل على مدح أو على ذم. Right? Just because something is from the signs of the hour, it does not mean that there is any praise or rebuke or criticism attached to it. You know, something could be mentioned, from signs of the hour. There's no evidence in that that it is praiseworthy or blameworthy, or it is even prohibited in the Sharia. Right? That it is even prohibited in the Sharia. So something might be from the signs. It could be something praiseworthy in the Sharia. The clear example is the one that we just mentioned. U'dud sittan bayni yadi isa'a. He said, Mauti, and then he said, وَفَتْحُ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. Right? To conquer Baytul Maqdis is something praiseworthy and something desirable. This is a clear example. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْمَحْمُودَةِ. And obviously some of these signs can be also from the blameworthy things. And some of those signs are neither this nor neither that. They're neutral. And nor is there necessarily a prohibition attached to that thing. For example, to build buildings, there's nothing necessarily praiseworthy or blameworthy attached to building buildings or even tall buildings. And just because it's been mentioned does not mean that it is necessarily blameworthy in and of itself. Right? So we have to understand this, because some people have a common misconception that anything that is from the signs of the hour, that it is blameworthy. And it could even be prohibited in the Sharia. This is not a general principle. And perhaps the reason why they think that is that many of the signs of the hour relate to prohibited things. For example, certain types of, for example, people taking riba and the spread of riba, the spread of musical instruments, the spread of singing, the spread of intoxicants, things like that. And maybe they generalize and think that every sign, therefore, is blameworthy and involves a prohibition of something. No, this is not correct. So the Sheikh goes on to say that فَإِذَا وَصْفُ الشَّيْءِ بِأَنَّهُ مِنَ الشَّرَاطِ السَّاءَ الصُّغْرَ أَوِ الْكُبْرَ لَا يَدُلُّ بِنَفْسِهِ يَأْنِي يَكُونُهُ شَرْطًا لَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى مَدْهِهِ أَوْ ذَمِّهِ بَلْ هَذَا لَهُ اِعْتِبَارٌ آخَرٌ. Right, so just because something is mentioned does not mean that it has any inherent blameworthiness or praiseworthiness attached to it. Rather, this is something that is looked at separately. We look at that separately to see whether it is so. This brings us to question 106. مَا مِثَالُ أَمَارَاتِ السَّاعَةِ مِنَ السُّنَّةِ. What are some examples of the signs of the hour from the Sunnah? And Sheikh Hafiz rahimahullah, he says, and he mentions some of the major signs, مثل أحاديث طلوع الشمس من مغربها وأحاديث الدابة. So the hadith to do with the rising of the sun from the west, the hadiths of the beast from the earth, the hadith of fitan, وحديث الفتن كالدجال والملاحم. So these are the hadiths of the big tribulations, الدجال, the battles that are going to take place, وحديث نزول عيسى, the descent of عيسى, وخروج يأجوج ومأجوج, the appearance of Gog and Magog, وحديث الدخان, the hadith to do with the smoke, وحديث الريح التي تقبض كل نفس مؤمنة. Likewise, the wind or the fragrance that will come, the wind, it will take the souls of every believer, every believing soul. وحديث النار التي تظهر. Likewise, the fire that will emerge and appear from Aden. أو أحاديث الخسوف وغيرها. Likewise, the hadiths of the earthquakes and others. So some of these are mentioned in both the Quran and the Sunnah, and some of them are mentioned in the Sunnah. So now we have clear evidence in revelation, in the Quran and the Sunnah, that there are clear major signs that will appear before the hour, and which are also a proof of the hour in themselves for the people who observe them. So we have some commentary here from Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah. And so he says, he gives some examples, the hadith that he mentions, the hadith of Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu. He saw the sun setting to the west in the west, and he said And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, "Atadri, ayna tadhhabu hadhihi?" That do you know where this is? Where this is going? And he said, "Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam." Allah and His Messenger know best. So he said, "Amma innaha tadhhabu ila mustaqarrun laha." That this son is departing to a to a place of settlement for it, and then it will seek permission. فتستأذن فتدخل وتستأذن في الطلوع. So where the sun goes, it then asks permission for it to emerge again from the east to rise, to appear. And the permission will be granted to it. And there will almost come, وَيُشَكُوا أَن تَسْتَأْذِنَ فِي الطُّلُوعِ. And there will almost be like approaching a time when it will ask for permission. Once it's set, it will ask for permission for it to rise again, like from the east. فَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهَا. But the permission will not be given. And it will said, وَيُقَالُ لَهَا اِطْلِعِي مِنْ حَيْثُ جِئْتِ. It will say, rise from the place from where you came, meaning from the west. وَهِنَا إِذِنْ لَا يَنْفُعُ نَفْسًا إِمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. So when that sun rises from the place where it set, at that point, no soul will benefit from having iman if it hadn't already believed before. Hadith in Bukhari. So he says that this is from the ahadith which indicate the rising of the sun from the west. The Shaykh explains that the way this will happen will be that when it will happen is that it will set in the west as usual, as we see in the western part, in the western horizon, and it will come back and rise again from that same place. So it will rise again from the west and come back until it is in the middle of the sky. It will be right in the middle of the sky. So it will come back that way. Instead of going back that way around and coming setting from the east, it'll from this place it will come back that way. And it will be in full view, the Shaykh says, of everybody. Everybody will see it. وَرَآهَا النَّاسُ أَجْمَعُونَ. Everybody will see it. And then it will be commanded and it will return back to set in the west. It will then go back as where it's supposed to go, so that I presume that day will be lengthened then. It will come back and it will go and set back again as it normally does. Then it will come back into its regular course and rise from the east, set in the west, rise from the east, set in the west. So all the days afterwards will be like the normal days. So in other words, the people will be made to see this sign that will be unexplainable to them, and it will be that point after which, as we see in the hadith, that because then the people will see, well, who on earth made that sun to rise from the west? Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he argued with that king Nimrud, and he mentioned in the course of argument that if you claim you are the Lord, well, the sun, bring the sun from the bring the sun from the west then, if you think that you really have this power and ability, as you claim that you have the same powers and abilities as the Lord of mankind. And so that will happen, and then people will see that how did that happen, and who controls that, and who made it do this impossible event to them. So at that point, no person having iman, it will not benefit them from that point onwards. Then the Sheikh goes on to say that Sheikh Hafidh went on to mention other major signs, the beast that will emerge from the earth in the forenoon, the appearance of Ad-Dajjal, the descent of Isa ibn Maryam, the appearance of Gog and Magog, and the fire that will drive people from the east to the gathering place, and the Dukhan, the smoke, and the wind that will take the souls of every believer, and the earthquakes in the east, west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. The Sheikh says that these earthquakes that will happen before the hour, this will be in a time when the people are making lawful the prohibited things. So you will see the Muslims considering certain things whose prohibition is very clear, that they will make them lawful, وَالْإِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. For example, things like riba and musical instruments and wearing silk and, you know, consumption of intoxicants, things like that. And also, وَيَكْثُرْ مِنْهُمْ التَّجَرُّ عَلَى مَعَاسِي اللَّهِ. And also you will see that they will be very bold in falling into those acts of disobedience to Allah. You'll see this among the Muslims. They will not really care. They will not be careful. They will not take precaution about, for example, the lawful and the prohibited, and the way that they earn, for example, things like riba and consumption of you know, that which is prohibited. So this will be a general lack of fear of Allah, lack of taqwa. It will make them embark upon the prohibited things, and even making lawful, considering to be lawful, what Allah has clearly made to be haram. So this will emerge in that time when the people don't really care about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this neglect and this indifference. And so this is when these major signs will appear, when this becomes widespread. And the Shaykh goes on to say, there is in another athar, another report, أن يزيد بن عميرة وكان من أصحاب معاذ بن جبل. So Yazid bin Umayra, he was one of the companions of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu. And he said, كان لا يجلس مجلسا للذكر هنا يجلس إلا قال الله حكم قسط حلك المرتابون. That it would be said, Allah is the judge, He is just, and those who doubt will perish. فقال معاذ بن جبل يوما, and Mu'adh bin Jabal said, one day, إن من ورائكم فتنا يكثر فيها المال ويفتح فيها القرآن حتى يأخذه المؤمن والمنافق والرجل والمرأة والصغير والكبير والعبد والعبد والحر. He says that time, he says, beyond you, behind you are tribulations in which wealth will increase and the access to the Quran, or the doors of access to the Quran, will be opened, such that, meaning everybody will take the Quran, the believer, the hypocrite, a man, a woman, the young, the old, the slave, the free, that everybody will then acquire the Quran, meaning that he will learn how to read the Quran, he will take something of the Quran. And then in that time, فَيُوشِكُ قَائِلٌ أَنْ يَقُولُ, that there will be someone who may say, مَا لِلنَّاسِ لَا يَتَّبِعُونِي, why are the people not following me? وَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ, yet I have read the Quran, why are the people following me? And this is because people have become familiar with the Quran, is common knowledge. And when that happens, people start losing followers. And so a person will come along and he will say, why aren't the people following me anymore? مَا هُمْ بِمُتَّبِعِيَّ حَتَّى أَبْتَدِئَ لَهُمْ غَيْرَهُ. So maybe if I innovate something, they will not follow me unless I innovate something for them. This is Mu'adh bin Jabal explaining. فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمَبْتُدِئَ فَإِنَّ مَبْتُدِئَ ضَلَالَهُ. So beware of that which has been innovated, for that which has been innovated, it is misguidance. This is actually tremendous athar, because what it shows, and we can see it in our time, in the modern era as well, because you see in the athar, it mentions how when access to knowledge and when acquisition of the Qur'an, the ability to read the Qur'an, to recite it with tajweed, and to learn that from people, and to memorize the Qur'an, and it becomes common knowledge to everybody, then those people who have a desire, who have ambition, who want to be followed, who want, for whatever motive it might be, it is maybe for status, maybe it is for wealth, maybe it is for whatever reasons, they see that the people are not following them anymore like what they used to. So therefore, they bring something new, something novel, something exciting, something appealing to the people. And in the modern era, you see this very, very, very clearly. You see that you have the scholars the scholars of the Muslims of the Ummah, and what they do is that they teach the people knowledge, they teach them the Quran, they teach them the ahkam of the Sharia, the ibadat, they admonish them, they teach them, you know, this is taking place. And that knowledge becomes widespread. So in the modern era, you know, we have recordings, we used to have cassettes, and we used to have CDs, and now we have, you know, MP3s and the internet, and everything is there, and knowledge is accessible to everybody. The knowledge of the scholars is accessible to everybody. And so you have these types of people being alluded to in this athar, seeing that the people have turned to knowledge, to the scholars, to, you know, and then they think, well, what we need to bring something that will bring the people back towards us, something novel. And so in the modern era, you see many different manifestations of this. You know, you see a lot of these people who mix religious knowledge with entertainment, right? It's really what they are doing is they're acting like entertainers, frivolity, using videos to mix between religion and between entertainment. And so they bring that, and the aim is to bring followers back to themselves. This is like one manifestation. There are other manifestations as well. The point being that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they saw from that which they gathered from the prophetic guidance, they saw that these things will emerge in the future. And when knowledge becomes widespread, but the knowledge no longer has the same effect that it once used to. And that's because the people's hearts are not the same as they once used to be. Knowledge which descended upon hearts that were humble, that were sincere, that were truthful, that, you know, that had khushu, had sidq, had ikhlas, had tawadu, had, you know, all these things, that knowledge provided fruits, you know, it was beneficial and it was sufficient for the people. But when the hearts are not the same, and the knowledge is there, so that same knowledge is there, but it has entered into hearts which have diseases, which have, you know, things like that. And in the midst of that is that you find these people, the people of ambition, the people of these worldly ambitions, and so they bring innovations into the religion. So this is one of the clear minor signs of the hour, and we can see it clearly in the modern era, in the age of rapid communication and the internet, where everybody has access to audiences. And you see these people in abundance everywhere, in every country. These people have millions of followers. They could be from the most ignorant of people, like they come from a life of maybe crime, of sin, and they become personalities. Maybe they were already personalities before that. And they come, they could have been rappers, they could have been gangsters, they could have been something else. Then they get a huge following. They learn something of knowledge. And instead of going to the scholars to learn and remove ignorance from themselves, whereby they would lose a large part of that following, they decide to maintain that same image, that same, you know, thing, but just add some religion to it, but they maintain the audience, right? And so they effectively become a hindrance to people acquiring real, true knowledge. Why? Because they themselves do not rectify themselves properly. So this is something that we see very clearly in the modern era, and it's from the signs of the hour. The Shaykh goes on to say also from the signs of the hour, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ السَّاءَةِ الْكُبْرَى يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ الَّذِينَ يَخْرُجُونَ وَيَشْرَبُونَ الْأَنْهَارُ وَهَكَذَا. Right, and like from the major signs is Gog and Magog, who will appear, and they will come and they will وَيَشْرَبُونَ الْأَنْهَارُ, they will devour like whole rivers. They will use up resources and they will, you know, devour whole rivers and drink them, and so on and so forth. So all of these have come in the hadith. The major signs are mentioned, some of them in the Quran, and some of them in the rest are mentioned in the hadith. Likewise, we have some commentary from Sheikh Salih Ali Sheikh Hafidhullah upon this, and he says that the Ashrat al-Sa'ah al-Idham, 10 ayat murattaba, كما جاءت في الحديث. So there are 10 organized, like arranged in an order, which have come, and they are mentioned in the hadith. And then he goes on to mention them, the list of them. So he says they are خروج المسيح الدجال, the emergence, the appearance of the, and you know, the المسيح الدجال. And then after that, the descent of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, number 2. Thirdly, after that, there will be the appearance of Gog and Magog, خروج يأجوج ومأجوج. Then after that, there will be a earthquake in the east, a major earthquake in the east, then a major earthquake in the west. So this is 4 and 5. And then a major earthquake in the Arabian Peninsula, number 6. After that, there will be الدخان, ثم الدخان, the smoke from the sky. Number 8, ثم طلوع الشمس من مغربها, then the rising of the sun from the west. ثم خروج الدابة على الناس دحن. Then there will be the appearance of the beast that will come out to the people from in the forenoon. And then that's number 9. Then number 10, ثم النار تحشر الناس إلى أرض محشرهم. Then there will be a fire that will drive the people into the gathering place, and upon that, then the hour will be ready to be established. So these are the 10 major signs, and so this is the end of that question. Inshallah, we'll stop there because the next question is regarding belief in death, that death is a reality. So this is death and the grave, and what happens in the grave. So we'll come on to that topic, inshallah ta'ala, in the next lesson. This concludes our lesson for today. So effectively, we just looked at today the major and the minor signs. This is part and parcel of belief in the final hour. And they are a precursor to the final hour. And it is necessary to believe in those signs. We must not reject those signs because they are in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And they are connected to the final hour. So having iman in them is obligatory. Anyone who denies these things which have come in the Quran, that person would be, this would be disbelief, and it would be, you know, rejecting what Allah clearly mentioned therein. So we'll conclude with that, insha'Allah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.